cloche à l'autre.
Un récepteur radio, communément appelé poste radio ou radio, est un appareil qui permet de capter les émissions de radiodiffusion pour les transformer en son.
Un récepteur radio, communément appelé la radiodiffusion, est une technique de transmission d'informations de masse utilisant les techniques de la radiophonie.
Vous êtes en train d'écouter la radio.
Popsonics Radio. Radio création éphémère. Hello. Hello, good morning. Hello. How are you? Hello.
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 How are you?
Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
Did you want to talk to?
Can I talk to your parents?
He?
Can I talk to your parents? Your father or mother? Are they there? Hello. Hello. Hi.
Could you tell me that?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not getting in.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Damn it.
That smells like urine. You are living on your own in this house?
With my children.
With your children. Mm. Ah. And the dog. Dog is a good security.
There are two big ones. The other one is very vicious. This one is better. But the one that I fastened is vicious. So I can deal with this one.
I'm glad you fastened it.
Mm. They used to jump in the yard previously. Because we've got a passage, you can see. After we've got a passage. And they used to jump in. But since the dogs... Then they'll bark and then we'll be aware that there is something happening in the yard.
Hello, hello, good morning. I am collecting public opinion for a radio program about safety and public security. Would you be prepared to talk to me for a moment? Hello.
I'm sorry,
how are you?
Fine.
I'm fine. But actually, what I'm doing is I'm collecting public opinion for a radio program.
Yeah. You know what? I can't talk to you now because I'm about to. I'm actually on my way to work to see someone. But sorry, I just can't chat now.
I see. Okay. I see. Okay.
Then.
Okay. Thank you.
On this side, most of the people are working. This side is the bonded houses. So we are paying the bonds. So most of us, like I'm saying, have to be working so that we must make payments every month. Mm. Unlike the other side is the municipal houses. They just pay rates and taxes.
Okay.
Yes. Then with us, you have to pay the bonds. I'm paying about 3,000 every month for the house only, yeah. Except the rates and taxes. Then my car, yeah, my children, one of them is still at school. I don't have extra money to pay security. That's another thing. If I had extra, I would, like, if you are working, the more you earn, the more you pay the income tax, you see. So for us, that 3,500 that goes to the revenue, it could be doing something that is very important. Yeah, so those things are not looked into to say you are a single parent, there's nobody who's helping you. You are just classified as you are working and you are being paid, you are getting a salary. Yeah. So you are taxed just like any other person.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Sorry to disturb you. I am collecting public opinion for a radio program about public safety and private security. Would you be prepared to speak to me for a moment?
Problem for security. I can contact security same time.
I'm 83 years of age. I was never been arrested until I got pension. I've been driving for Italian people for 27 years, driving.
Mm. Driving, oh, I see.
Yeah, but now I'm on a pension. There's a lot of people pinching, especially the youngsters, they're pinching the cars.
Oh, I see.
That's
yeah.
All.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but these days, there's no safe. You see, because, I can say everybody consent to himself or herself. Because, from now on you can just judge. There's no more love.
You think so?
Yeah, before there was so love, too much love. Then what can you do? There's nothing you can do.
Do you have gates and fences around your houses?
Yes, I've got a gate.
You keep it closed?
Yes, I keep it closed.
You lock it?
Yeah, I lock it.
At
sometimes
night?
Sometimes you see my daughter, my niece, she's working in Centon. You come late, about 10 o'clock. Then I must wait for her, then lock again. Mm.
Yeah, it is big.
And it has a high wall and a fence.
It should.
And a gate.
And dogs too. It's not actually for security. It's for it to look nice. You see, if that wall was smaller than this one, it wouldn't look. So if you can look from that side to this side, it is kind of beautiful, the design and everything. You know the reason why people have fences around this place, actually around in Soweto, is that we don't want to see what the next door neighbor is doing because we walla walla chocolate, you know what I'm saying. It's not actually for security. If you don't have a fence, I bought a new television set or maybe something, and then everyone is talking about that. So that's why we have the high walls, just for people not to see what we're doing. And so, and that's it. We don't trust each other. And that side of the neighborhood, I mean, you can see. They look upon us as like, we're small fish, they're big fish, so who cares? They must stay that side, we'll stay this side. They look after themselves, we look after ourselves. They are actually excluding themselves from society. Last month, there was a guy from Zola who came to do ish here and we beat the hell out of him.
You beat the hell out of him?
Yeah.
Oh, this is how you deal with these issues?
Exactly. If I don't know you and you come with ish where I live, I mean, I have to do something. This is my place.
You don't expect anyone else to do something?
Not the ones that think. No. They just collect for nothing, actually, because if I could go to a place where there's private security, I could steal and do things and they'll come afterwards, after I'm gone, actually. Because, yeah, I've experienced that. They do come after I'm gone. So I don't trust them.
What do you mean? You mean you were stealing?
No,
were...
Yeah, I was stealing. I was stealing and then they come late. Maybe I'm at the car and I just hit the corner. Here they come to the house now. I mean, I'm already out. No, that's why. It's the same.
So that's was it successful? How much did you get?
Most of the time it is successful.
How much did you get?
No, that's private.
But you know, I don't like this high walls in front. You can put them at the sides and the back. It's okay. So that at least when a person is passing by, he or she can see that something is happening in this house. Because most of the time, most people are working and there's nobody at home. So when it's this wall like this, you can't see inside. So you don't know what's happening. Like the former people who were staying here, they used to go to work, all of them. And then one day, when the men came home, we find that they've taken everything. We have seen the van going in, but we didn't care because they locked their gates. How did they open it? We don't know. So we thought it's their visitors, so we didn't check on them. But they were thieves. In the afternoon when he comes back from work, he asks us, did you see anything? Said, what? Said, they've stolen my CV, my DVDs, and my what? He said, no, we didn't see anything. We have seen a van going in, and they were shutting the gate, so we didn't take any notice. We didn't look at the number plate or anything like that. We just thought maybe they are your family.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
All right, thanks.
I am collecting public opinion for a radio program on private security.
Oh, I can't hear.
I am collecting public opinion for a radio program about private security.
Yeah.
And I wondered what your experiences are here in this area. Do you think it's a safe neighborhood?
Well, I don't think anywhere is safe now in South Africa. But I don't think one can ever be complacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever have an incident?
A few years ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Before we put up the high wall.
Ah, you put up the high wall after?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And after this you didn't have any incident?
Not specific that I can recall.
You had the burglary?
Attempted, yeah.
Oh, I see. And
the alarm went off. They were in the house, but then they ran away.
Uh-huh, I see. And the security company came?
Yeah.
How long did they take?
We weren't here.
Oh, I see.
At the time, so I don't know.
Okay. So you are happy now with your situation, or you think you have to?
I don't think one can ever be 100% happy. That's why I'm saying I don't think one can get complacent. It's just people after all, you know? So systems have weaknesses, yeah.
Do you know your neighbors here in the area?
I do some, but not all.
You know them by name also?
Tadish. Yes. It's very tricky for me to answer a question to a person that I don't know.
Yes, of course. No, I was just wondering whether people, you know, get to know each other here in the area.
I'm
because
I'm playing drums on this side, so I can't actually hear much. Just give me a second, please.
Okay. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I am collecting public opinion for a radio program. Would you be prepared to talk to me a bit about private security?
No, not at the moment. I'm actually busy with other things right now, which makes that a little difficult.
Okay, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Would you be prepared to speak to
me? No, not at the moment. I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. I'm collecting public opinion about private security for a radio program. Would you be prepared to speak to me for a moment?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, do you have a moment of time? Hello?
Hold on. Hello? I'm sorry, the madam is not here. Because even when I had a party one day, 1 year, the old man from next door was still alive. They are both dead now. So he heard me shouting. I was screaming at some people who were fighting here. He came out with a shambok and said, "What's going on? What's going on?" And the boy from next door came out also. "My sister, what's going on?" I said, "No, there's nothing. It's just these people. I'm just taking them out of the yard because they are fighting." It was my birthday party. And then they start fighting. Yes, to check what's going on. So you are just doing that. When we hear a noise, we don't just sit and say it's their business. We come out and see what's going on.
Maybe at times, if there's something I don't like, maybe this thing, one of the guys, she talked something that hurt me. So we sit down, we talk, we relax. So he heard from my point of view. So why are you cross? Why today you are like this? You are trying to avoid me. So we just sat down. So then we talk. Say, "No, man, hey, you did so last time. So I didn't like it." So maybe sometimes the guy, at times, didn't realize that he put me under pressure. So if I just talk to him, so he just understand from there. Said, "No, my friend, I didn't mean to hurt you. So I thought I was joking maybe. So if this thing, it did not feel you right. So no, let's talk about it." Mm. So I apologize. Mm. So let's end it up there. So even me either. So I just accept it. No, it's fine. It's fine, my friend. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's what I think so.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Sorry to disturb you. I'm collecting public opinion for a radio program.
I'm sorry, I don't have time. Thank you.
I've had many burglaries around this area.
Do you?
A lot of burglaries, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what do you do about it?
Well, what can we do? You subscribe to this thing, Armed Response, but those things, they still go on despite the fact that you have subscribed to Armed Response.
Yeah. And yeah. Did something ever happen to you?
Yes, many times. Recently, we had two major ones. Recently. Very recently.
Okay, what happened?
No, the one was early in the morning. People got into my house, right up to a bedroom next to mine.
Just
they
like
broke into the house, yeah.
At the weekend,
Saturday morning. We were in the house, but that was in the early hours, around 4 a.m.,
yeah.
Half past 4 in the morning.
And
they usually come late. Eh? That's
late?
What we pay for.
How late?
For them to come late. Eh? I call it late. If whoever has broken into your house, if he has done the job, he has taken the DVD machines, the what have you, and this guy has come, it doesn't matter whether it's 5 minutes or 3 minutes, they are late.
Yeah, how late?
Yeah.
How late did they come in your case?
No, they came as soon as we called them. But I mean, the people had already pulled the mission.
So that's what they
yeah,
did.
So
you think it's a good idea?
I don't think it's good. If it's we're not winning, we're paying a lot, a fortune for this armed response. But burglaries are still going on. The crime is still rampant in this area.
So
and I presume everybody has got private security in this area. I think as individuals, we can't win. I think at the end of the day, it boils down to that.
Okay.
I mean, when people started paying for armed response, a car that's roving around the area, we thought this is the end of crime. but it's actually it's grown since I kept this area. I mean, there was a time when I was not actually even a member of this armed response, and since I joined, it's gone up. Mm-hmm. It's gone up.
For how many years that is?
I've been here for 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but now it shows that crime generally in the area has gone up.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
I am collecting public opinion for a radio program about private security. Would you have a few minutes for me?
No, I'm a helper. I know nothing.
You?
All right.
I'm collecting public opinion for a radio program about.
What?
I am collecting public opinion for a radio program.
Yes.
About private security.
Yeah.
Do you have a moment of time?
No, not really.
No.
You want to just leave the questionnaire in my postbox?
No, it's for a radio program, so I'm speaking to people at this program.
Well, you know what I would appreciate?
Yeah, okay.
Is that you have a questionnaire,
okay.
Drop it in my postbox, and I will answer your questions with pleasure.
Well, you know, having people in the area, I mean, you know what, we all live behind our walls, and you have very little walking or pedestrian activity. The pedestrians here are people that walk through the area. They're not people in the area. You know, the nature of, I suppose, people's lives. You know. Well, it could be, you know, it's, the thing is that, you know, people have gyms now and they go to gym and they walk on the treadmill, run on the treadmill, and so they don't walk for exercise, so they don't walk for pleasure either.
A lot of things are happening in this passage. This is a very dangerous area. Yeah, they rob people in this passage. We tried to write a petition to say it must be closed, but people on the other inner side said it's not possible because they are using it to access this site where the taxis are. But there's a main road down the street, which is much safer. Mm-hmm. Then what will I do if a person is robbed in the passage? Do I have any power? I don't have. At night, if somebody's screaming, I cannot go out because then the person is also going to do. Those are kind of the conflicts that we are living in. To say, even if a person screams for help, there's nothing I can do. Even if I can phone the police, by the time the police comes, yes, the people are already gone. Yes. Because people used to scream in the passage at night.
And then you run the police?
Yes, phone the police and then they will ask you what is happening. When you say, people are screaming here, and then they want more details, but you don't have those details to say exactly what is happening. You are just saying, it's assumptions. I'm thinking that people are being robbed or something is happening. So I don't know, maybe until something very drastic happens, then it's only then they'll say we need to step up the security. Well, it goes back to all of us. It's not only to step up the security. Even us as people, how do we support each other? Because the people who are breaking in our houses are the very people who are staying in the township, are the very people that we say they're our children. But now, how can we reverse that? What can be done? You know, it's a process that is, you know, vicious cycle, and which is not fair. But we are also, you know, stuck to say we really don't know. I don't know. It's because even if we can go and they say, come, there's employment, people must go and work. People have got reasons to say, why do I want to work here? If I'm not happy about my salary or the working condition, I'm not going to work there. Yeah, you know, that's just a lot. So we don't know exactly what to target, you know, what exactly should be targeted and who is responsible.
Take one. The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Gas. Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need. Energy you want, all the service you need.
www.popsonics.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.